I'm Katie Reardon with Montana News. Some estimate that as much as 90 cents of every dollar that enters Montana's seven Indian reservations may end up being spent elsewhere. State policymakers like Casey Lazar says that's because there's a severe lack of business opportunities on tribal lands, and it's bleeding local economies dry.
A little less than $1 billion are coming into the state because of our tribal governments and tribal institutions, and a lot of those funds are not staying within the local economy, and we know they're going on to border towns.
Lazar, the bureau chief of Montana's Department of Commerce, is also an enrolled member of the Confederated Salish and Kootenai tribes. He spoke at a three-day conference held in Great Falls this week, where Native American business leaders, bankers, and state officials met to share expertise and ideas on how to grow the private sector in Native communities. In Montana, the Department of Commerce estimates that the private sector makes up about 80% of the state's economy versus 20% in the public. But on reservations, that economic dichotomy is almost the complete opposite, says Heather Soberpena-George, an economic development specialist for the Commerce Department.
Indian country by and large is 20% private sector, if you're lucky, and then 80% public sector. That just creates a frailty in the economies that we have to change.
Soberpena-George, who is also of tribal descent, points out that our numbers are not uniform across the state. For example, the Confederated Salish and Kootenai tribes on the Flathead Reservation are outliers. They have a more robust economy and lower unemployment rates than the rest of the tribes in the state. In contrast, on the Rocky Boys Reservation, less than 10% of the economy is in the private sector. But despite its challenges, Montana is still a model for some of the other states. Courtney Tulans lives on the Pine Ridge Reservation in South Dakota. She envies some of the innovative approaches Montana has taken to encourage Native-owned businesses.
I love the idea of their equity fund. We need that in South Dakota. So that's something I learned here, that we're going to, you know, hit our state legislators and say, how come you don't do that? Montana does it.
The state-sponsored equity fund provides small grants ranging from $7,000 to $14,000 to Native Americans. The idea is to help recipients start or grow a business. Soberpena-George says this type of capital is crucial to jumpstart reservation businesses because there's a dearth of traditional lending options. Native Americans often have trouble securing commercial bank loans because they typically do not own land on a reservation to offer lenders as collateral. However, Soberpena-George admits the impact of schemes like the Equity Fund is incremental.
Yes, we are moving the needle, but it's in one or two businesses at a time that employ one person, maybe full-time, maybe part-time. But the ancillary effects of that are that, you know, there's more money for that business owner to support their family, to invest or to purchase goods and services from other local businesses.
A Crow Tribal Council member, Sean Realbird, reiterated Soberpena-George's calculus that private sector growth in Indian country is often frustratingly slow. But he says on his reservation, there's nowhere to go but up.
We have over 100 LLCs at this point in time, and they're getting governmental contracts. In fact, they're competing with other off-reservation contractors.
Realbird addressed the conference about a new pilot program that will give tribal businesses the opportunity to be listed on Montana's business directory. Previously, only businesses incorporated under state law were listed under the Montana directory. Realbird says including tribal businesses will allow banks and lenders to easily search for them when vetting entrepreneurs for a loan. The program is slated to begin in October. If it's successful, other tribal governments are expected to take advantage of it. Promoting opportunities like these is a priority for the Montana Indian Business Alliance, the decade-old nonprofit that hosted the conference in Great Falls. Organizers said there aren't enough channels for Native American entrepreneurs to connect with one another and share best practices. For Jeannie Baker and Terry Loring Dahl, the conference provided a rewarding networking opportunity.
How long you been doing this special work?
16 years.
16 years?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, we've been in business for 16 years.
Baker owns a consulting firm, and Dahl runs a photography and graphic design company. The two women both live in Browning on the Blackfeet Reservation, but have never crossed paths long enough to talk shop.
Could you design me a business card?
Yeah.
Okay, yep. Could you take my order then today?
Yes, sure.
All right.
The duo says this business transaction is the only way they are going to keep their dollars on their reservation. I'm Katie Reardon.